Rove, Mino Amino, well, so Rove, we just had made an afkamin in Awacha between Maisa Behema and between of Yosemim and the Maisa Behema of a God. The Maisa Behema of Yosemim, he permits that you can go ahead and give it over to Mechira, Wachamisa, even in a case where the owner is not being Mavliya. He's not absorbing the price of the meat and the skin. A regular standard Mechira, that was Rav Shita. And Abaye Shita was that it's only permitted by Havla. Now it comes out according to both opinions, Havla is Mutter. If you absorb it, if you absorb the price of the behemoth into the parts of it that you can sell, whether it's the skin or the chalavim, it's mutter. So that's where we continue on the top of Lama Beis, that Iboyelahu, the Gemara says, Iboyelahu, Ma'u Lav Liya Batsamas. What about absorbing it in the bones? This whole Shakra Vatari is difficult, okay? Because what's an afkamina, what you're absorbing it in? Okay, the bottom line is, if Havlah is mutter, and it needs clarity, where Havlah is mutter, how Havlah is mutter, the whole concept needs clarity. Because if we go and call out the Rekula, generally speaking, if you have something that's also b'mechir, it's also b'hanor, and you go ahead, and you're mavliya, okay, you absorb the surah hanor into something else, and you sell it as one package, that's not mutter. That's also, generally speaking. So it's really a chiddush gadol that the whole concept of havlah, the concept that you can absorb the sale of the maaser behemah, which you're not allowed to sell, to whatever level, the raisa, the rabbanah, the fact that you could do that is a tremendous chiddush. But for whatever reason, it's mutter, for some reason, Yishalmi now is having a shayla, the Bavli is having a shayla whether it works in bones. The Bavli says like this, Rav Chiv Rav Shimon v'Rebbe, Charom ha-Mavliyoi, Charom ha-Im Mavliyoi. One says you could be Mavliyot, and one says you cannot. Bloy Pligi, is not a Machlekes. Ho, B'dakev, or B'gas. Depends if it's a Behem Adak or Behem Agas. And we have a lot of Achronim ask simple question. Gemara is making a distinction between Daka and Gas. And by Daka, you can't be Mavli about Summers, because the bones are less valuable, they have less use. Whereas the Gasa, the Behem Agasa, you could be Mavli in the bones. Because they used to make bone, like we have today, bone china. They used to make Kalim out of the bones. Since they would make Kalim out of the bones, it was worthwhile that you make Havla. Now, the obvious question is, the Behem Agasa has a lot more to be Mavliya. And it would seem, if anything, the Sfar would be Noisein, that a Behem Agasa to be Mavliya not Sonas is in a way even more of a challenge. As little use as there would be in the Atzomas of a Behem Adaka, but it has to be Mavliya less. So this is another problem. And Chazal Yashiv here has a discussion as well, the whole concept of Mavli about Somas. And he has several other questions based on the Mishnah Malach. But this is just the Pshatov of the Gemara definitely needs clarity. So we'll try to go through that at least today to get clarity at this point. The Gemara says, one opinion says, Nafkamin is Gasa and Daka. So basically, by a daka, you cannot do it. By a gasa, you can, because the bones have more value. The person may give you the gasa, but it's like makas or your makas. Depends on the city. Really, we're talking about a behem agasa. And even by behem agasa, it has to be that they're ruggled to make bones out of the kalim. Make kalim out of bones in order to limit it. Okay, so now the Gemara just clarifies the drasha of the mechira by Bechor Maisa. Just like over here, the Mechir is with it. I've come Mechir Imai, Mechir is also us. So that's what we know, that Mechir is prohibited. We run out of Chavamim. Only I'm not my Yitzhak, where I'm going to be Rav Yeshua. It's Masni, it has to be extra in order to make such a Gzera Shava. Because it's not, Ikul HaMifrach, or Masni Ikul HaMifrach, you can knock it off. Because Chavamim is Cholim HaLakel. Chavamim have a broad area where it's chala. Because when you make something chirim, which goes to Hekdash, ultimately goes to the Kohanim, that could be chala on anything, including Kutchin. In addition, it has no limitation. Ma'isabayim, it can only be chala on every 10 animals, 1 out of 10. Can't be chala on all, you can't take a whole corral and make it Ma'isabayim. With Haraman, you could be Ma'isabayim or Chos. So all the Bible is saying is that there's no analogy between the two. Which one is extra? But the Gemara says, well, you go by Haramim, you go by Maisim, my Maisim, Kodeshenim, Nigal. Haramim, Kodeshenim, Nigal. So we don't need it. Well, you go to Chasav Rahman, by Haram, Lomali, what do you need it for? Shemani, no, last need it's extra. The Gemara says you can knock it off, my Maisim, you can Kodesh, the son of Allah, of Maisim, you can be Makish, the 9th and the 11th. So the limitation of B'chor could be because of its essence. Meaning, it's obviously much harder to redeem something. Redemption, the concept of redemption, is a transfer of Kedusha. And it makes much more sense that you could transfer Kedusha from something which inherently doesn't have this of Kedusha. So the reason why it's Kodesh is because it was placed, it was used as a vessel for Kedusha. Now you could transfer it provided that it meets the halachic circumstances that allow it. You can now transfer that Kedusha that was placed on the object. The Bechor is a Chiddush, because Bechor is Kedushof in Merechem. Kedusha counts because inherently what it is. And there, you can learn from there halachas of restriction. The Pidyon of Mechira, you can learn from there. Hello, must be where you go, but my serve, Igmar, above on the Bechor, or Kedush Vene Nigal, or my serve, Kedush Vene Nigal. So, learn it from Bechor. The Gemara says, where you go out the cost of Ahmad Bamaisa Lomali Wafni it's extra. Fakati Maisa Rami Mimisa. You could ask that. You need it by Maisa because Maisa came on from Bukhar for the same reason that we said, because Bukhar is inherently Kaddish. So Mifrach Kedabarachina. So Havara, Gemara says like this. Havara before you say, you didn't have to say the word Havara, that's extra. Okay, so that's basically what the Gemara comes at. Gemara is Mamshech with the drushes back and forth. All the way until the Mishnah, and basically dealing with these svaras that each one has something that the other doesn't have. B'chor has the Maila, that it's Kodesh Merechem. Maisa has the Maila, that it can be hit upon the ones, ninth and seventh. And Chirim has the Maila, that it's Chal al HaKoil. And ultimately, all of these Mailas knock out each one of their reasons of why you want to learn from them. Ultimately, the Gemara says that the pasuk of Oy Yimachar is not necessary by Charamim. The reason why by Charamim it's not necessary is because Chirim doesn't really have a place where you'd be able to sell it. Mamashuch. If you're talking about the chirim, basically goes from the owner to Hekdesh, and from Hekdesh it goes to the Kohanim. Okay? So before the owner makes the chirim, it's his nechasim. Of course he could sell it. It's his nechasim. Intent, machrim won't do anything. Once you machrim it, it goes to Hetzis. When it's by Hetzis, it's obvious nobody can sell it. Who's going to sell it? The Gizbar is not a Boston system. There's nothing to talk about. Okay, so the owner has no claim to sell. Now, if it's talking about after the Cherem is switched over to Rishus clan, because ultimately that's what happens with the Cherem, it goes to the clan. At that point, it belongs to the clan completely. There is no domain where Mechira would be applicable, where the Issa Mechira would be applicable. By the owner, Mechira is permitted. Once it goes out of domain of the owner, he's not in the position to sell it because he has no shaykhus to it. And when it goes to the client, it's absolute chur. Cannot have any restrictions because it is nothing. It's absolute chur. Therefore, that pasuk is extra. Okay, I'll call upon him. What comes out from here is like this. There's an issur mechira by chirim. By chirim, the mechira is really not needed, according to Rava. And ultimately, the issur mechira is only applicable to Meiser. And on that, our sugya is saying that Meiser Behema, you're not allowed to sell. Chaim, you can't sell it. But you could sell it by Avla. You could sell it after Misa by Avla. And the Hefter of Avla is even in a case where the value of the Meiser is clearly the main part of the sale. As the Gemara concluded here that even the Atzomis is permitted. Even Mechira's Atzomis. Even to be Mavliya, the Meiser Behem and the Bones is permitted. And this needs a lot of clarity because here we're dealing with a potential issue of the Meiser. Again, Lach HaShit, the Gemara brought down a tzad that is put upon him. Clearly an issue Gomer. And we're permitting it because you're doing it by law, which is really a plea. How does this work? What's the mechanism of the Avla? And specifically, what's the mechanism of the Avla about Somas? So if we look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down the halacha, the Rambam is actually Mekel, that you could be Mavliya about Somas. Because if Mishnah questions the ruling of the Rambam over here, the Rambam says in Perek Vov, in Bechoris, the Rambam Paskins, from Hoyu, the Me'at Somas Yikorim, meaning on a Be'im Agaf. Says, Leah, the Me'at Bosa about Somas Mutter. Okay. Kesef Mishnah, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he says, Posak Lekula, with Rabbon. He holds up again, Lachamis is Rabbon. And therefore, the Rambam Paskin Lekula. Baruch HaShulchan discusses this also in Reish Aleph, over here in Sifkot Chod Gimel. So that's the Pesach of the Rambam. By Haromim, the Rambam says clearly that it's talking about Pidyon, and I actually believe why the Rambam says that. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Vav and Erechim, he says, the issue of Oyimacher is really the drasha of Oyipodeh. That could be because the Rav is the drasha that we had before, that really, by Haromim, it doesn't really make sense that there should be an Issa Mechira. There's no real point where the Bailam can sell it. And the only point where they could sell it would be either before it becomes a Cherem, where it's nothing, or after it's given to the Kohen and Feiter, it's nothing. So the question is how, what's the mechanism here of the Mechira? So, Lalacha, the way it comes out here is like this. The bottom line is that the Havlah is permitted. And the Rambam seems to be saying it's only permitted based on the fact that there is value in the Atzumas. And the problem we're having here is that even if there is value in the Atzumas, clearly it's not reflective of the sale. The sale is obviously including much more because of the meat. We're talking about a Behemah Gasa. So what does the Havlah do? What does the Havlah do to the Issa Mechira? So in order to get some kind of clarity in this, you have to go to the various sugyas that deal with Avlah and where Avlah is permitted. Obviously, we know that Avlah is not permitted by Yisri Anor, by standard Yisri Anor, like Abed Zori, Ayin Esach, came to Avlah. So some reason there are areas, isolated areas in halacha where their halacha works. One is Isser Shabbos. So that's a sugya about Metziah, Daf Yom Ches, that if you hire a worker on Shabbos, even if it's a watch an animal, to watch a person, a babysitter would be the same minyan, Lishma Satinik. The halacha is you can't give Schar Shabbos to a Jew. That's the halacha. And in fact, the Gemara there above Metziah Paskin, therefore the person is not responsible for Shabbos. You hire them for Shabbos, since you can't pay them for Shabbos, they become unresponsible for Shabbos. But the Gemara there says that if you're a Schir Shabbos or a Schir Chodesh, then it's okay. Then it's okay. Gemara says then it's okay, then the money works. Because it's being given by the week or by the month. So over there, Rashi explains that's the concept of Avor, which our Gemara is talking about by us. That for some reason, when you absorb the money, it's obvious there's money being paid for Shabbos. But there's money being absorbed into the other monies. For some reason, over there, it's okay. It's not easy to understand, conceptually, rabbinical. The whole concept of Mechir, of Schar Shabbos is Rabbanon. Only on Shabbos when it's independent. Really is very glatt and simple. And it's very easy to understand it. As we progress, we get to other sugyas where it becomes much more complicated to understand. So we have the sugya in Sukkah, talking about Lekech Lulav Mechaber B'Shvius, Baisim Le'esrik B'Matana. You buy a Lulav from your friend on Shvius, you give him the Esrik Matana, right, Lefishen Rashi Le'Lekech B'Shvius. And over there the Gemara says that what happens if you don't want to pay, you don't want to give the Esrik for free. Mavliya B'Tnei Lulav. Again, you Mavliya the Esrik and the Lulav. Even though you're not going to deal with the money of Perish Shvius there, especially for Namorad. But again, permitted in that case. And there you're clearly dealing with that. You have to know how to look at you. A, it's a long discussion about this in Perish Shvius. Then we have another sugya, which really resembles ours in Erevin Daf Chavov. And over there, the halach is that you're not allowed to buy, with my fishani money, something which is not a food. And the Mishnah lists, when it talks about what's a food and what's not for Erevin, so it discusses mayim and melach, water and salt. Water and salt is also excluded. And then the Gemara discusses over there the possibility that you can buy oil mixed with salt, and the oil makes it permitted. The Gemara goes on with Arshas and Mises that it should be permitted. Again, they were dealing with a device. So all these sugyas stand together with us in our sugya, where the Gemara is permitting Maaseh to be sold, also Bavla. And here also, even though the conclusion would be Talach HaMisef to Rabbanon, even if that would be the conclusion. But it's an Issa Mechira, it's not like Schar Shabbos. So it really needs Bir Adover, how does this work? And Rabbeinu Gershom Bayez clearly says, by Mavliya Balerai, I don't know my days, I'm an Alpha Mavliya. Rabbeinu Gershom says, Shemach HaLoya Or, O Kach B'Yoyker, Kadesh Yeh Dmei Basim of Lom B'Seicha. So clearly he says that there are, you know, you're paying. Money is being exchanged in the Havlor case with the understanding that there's extra money because of that. So what are we really accomplishing with this Havlor? So all of these sugyas are aimed a little bit to tame to what's going on. Now, by my sashimi, we have a little bit of an approach, because you could say that once the salt is mixed into the oil, so there it's different. It's not just havoah on the money, it's havoah on the material. And there you could say it all turns into an oichel. So I think perhaps we could say, to clarify this, is a sukkah and sukkah that talks about the union of the avantzim, that when you, the people that used to sell the Hishanah before sukkahs, they used to buy it from Goyim, and it was potentially stolen merchandise. The Gemara says that they should, the Buna told them that they should not sell directly from the Goy to the Jew, meaning that they'll cut it, they'll buy it from the Goy, the material connected to the ground, and cut it. But rather they should go ahead and have the Goy cut it prior to them purchasing the material, because that way, if it is stolen, it will be stolen by the Goy. By the time the Avankri gets it, it's already a Shini Rishus, and therefore it's permitted. So Rashi in the Sugya discusses why you need Shini Rishus. Why isn't Yush enough? The Rashi says 2 points. Number one, it could be that Yush is not enough of a Kenyan. You need to have the Shini Rishus, which is the way we hold. Then he says, Inami Kani, even if the Yush would be a Kenyan, the Shini is required to get rid of the mitzvah of Aveir. Everybody asks that if it's a mitzvah of Aveira, so what does Kinyonim help? Later on, the Gemara says, make a Shini on the Aishana. You know, when you tie it into the Lulav, that should be a Shini. And that should be sufficient. How does that help? If we're dealing with a mitzvah of Aveira issue, and you took it into your domain as something which is stolen, and therefore it's possible, even though it's yours, Rashi says, what benefit do you have by making a Shini, which normally works for Kinyonim, but how does it get rid of mitzvah of Aveira? This is a kasha that they all ask on the sugya. And the Stipler, and the Kilshankis, he offers an explanation based on the sugya of a comment that we find the same thing by an Esnan. And an Esnan Zayna, right, an Esnan Zayna, which was given to a Zayna as a payment, is possible for a carbon. And over there, the Gemara in Bava Kama suggests that if it's a shinui done, it goes from being a toilet to being an aisle, its status changes and it becomes a new thing, it's mutter for the mizbeach, potentially. So the disciple says, you see that the shinui makes it into a new thing. And therefore it loses its original identity. And just like in Momentus it loses its identity, it loses its identity for Isabantha as well, and therefore you want to bring another cog. So he makes the analogy, the same thing by the Ishana. The problem is, how does it work over there? Kasha is a good kasha. How does the taka work? How does the change of identity work? Do we find by Suya Adar that you can go ahead and make a shinui? And after you make a shinui, you can use the Isuliano. It's obvious that you can't do that. It's obvious it's not in the parashah. So the same thing over here. What does the shinui do if somebody took kilayim, or they took Avodah Zarah and they made a shinui? The thing is still awesome. So the pshat, I think you could say it like this. There's two kinds of isur. There's an isur hefzer, where the isur is coming because of the thing itself. Like Avodah Zarah, like all Yisrael, no? You make a change to that, it doesn't make a difference. Because the fact is, it has intrinsically an issue. The Shinui can change its identity. Can't change its essence, what it is. So therefore, the issue remains. When you're dealing with the issue Esman Zayna, Esman Zayna, there's nothing about the Behem intrinsically that's awesome. The Torah said that because this Esnan reflects the Avera that was done, it almost represents the Avera that was done, so it becomes possible in the Mizbeach. Memela, same halacha flies over here. Mitzvah of Avera. Once you break the identity, and you make a shinoi, and now it doesn't represent that Yisrael. Now it's already mutter. Now it's mutter. If it would be intrinsically an Yisrael, I know that's on the object, nothing could be done to change it. That's why Kilayim, let's say, is possible for the Mizbeach. It wouldn't make a difference if something changed, if something didn't change. Intrinsically possible for the Mizbeach. But this, that's the uniqueness of this Inyan, of Esna. And that's the uniqueness of Mitzvah Avon Ba'Aveira, because it reflects the Aveira. Now we can understand, I think, our sugya as well. Because the Yisrael of Mechira by Ma'aser is not Mezeya from Yisrael Noah. The Ma'aser is Mutabano. And the fact is that the money that you get for the Ma'aser is also Mutabano. The problem is not the Hanoah, the problem is the Ma'aser Mechira. The Torah said that the Ma'aser can't be transferred through a Mechira. Mechira can't be reflected through this payment, through the Ma'aser payment. When somebody does Avroah, they change their identity. That the Mechira is not reflected in the Ma'aser payment itself. And once the Avroah accomplishes that, through this, the money was increased because of the Ma'aser. It's true. And if the Israel would be because of the money, Avroah would not be a solution. And the same thing applies to Schar Shabbos. Same thing applies to Dmei Shviz. The Israel no is not the problem. The problem is the yichus between the Mechira and the object. And therefore, the Avroah, what the Avroah accomplishes is that it disassociates it. And even though in essence there is mois that's being received, because of it, there's no Isser in that. I think that's really the key to understand the sugya. Okay, we'll start next week in Mitzvah Hashem from the Mishnah. Cultus.